You are listening to the State of Sustainability, a podcast that highlights sustainability initiatives throughout the state and develops a casual conversation about environmental stewardship that the average person can understand and replicate. I'm your host, Caleb Powell.
And I'm your co-host, Ashley Cabrera.
So I guess you already can sort of get an idea of what we're going to be talking about this month on the pod, but the title tells it all. Keep Tennessee Beautiful is an organization that we are highlighting this month. We have the great pleasure of having Missy Marshall, their executive director, who has been the executive director for over 10 years for Keep Tennessee Beautiful. The end of this month, they are celebrating 40 years as an organization. And so I'm excited. Hopefully I'm going to get to go and hang out at their conference. It's a biennial conference that they have. So every other year they have a conference, bringing together like-minded folks, and sponsors, and highlighting events and giving awards out. And so we'll hear a lot about all of that, the conference, the organization Keep Tennessee Beautiful as a whole, but really excited for you guys to learn from this episode. I learned such a tremendous amount from Missy. She's such an asset to our state and to the environment. So without further ado, y'all enjoy the episode. All right, and today I am so excited to introduce our guest, Missy Marshall. We're so excited to have you on the podcast. I'm sorry we had a little mix-up. We couldn't do it in person, but just wanted to ask how you're doing today, Missy.
Oh, I'm doing great, Caleb. I'm really grateful for the opportunity to spend this time with you and tell you a little bit about Keep Tennessee Beautiful and our mission.
Yeah, I have been able to work with Keep Tennessee Beautiful and a lot of my different positions over the past 7 years. Got to learn a lot more about what you guys do and really see you at the front end of all of that. So what we normally like to start with is we want to get to know you better. So I'm going to throw it over to you and let you just sort of talk about yourself and let us know how you got to where you are now.
Okay, well, I appreciate that. To tell you a little bit about myself, I grew up in East Tennessee in the foothills of the Smokies, Blount County, and I went to MTSU. I spent the majority of my professional career in the Nashville area, 22 years in state government service in various roles in various departments, from legislative liaison to public information officer, and now West Tennessee is home. I met my husband and his family. We're all in West Tennessee, and so I started looking at opportunities to move this way, which was like bittersweet for me because I certainly wanted to be closer to family. But I loved public service. I absolutely loved my 22 years in serving Tennesseans in various roles. And this opportunity came available. I applied for it and was honored to be selected because Keep Tennessee Beautiful, just the mission is to educate and inspire Tennesseans to take action every day to improve and beautify their community environment. And coming from a beautiful area, I think our whole state is beautiful, but coming from a beautiful area where there's mountains and rivers and lakes, and I just had a great love for the outdoors and love to be outside, hiking, walking, boating. And so this mission was like right in my wheelhouse, to be able to pick up, they always say a mark of a good leader is the foundation they leave in place. And the first director, I'm the third director for Keep Tennessee Beautiful. And the first director was there for 28 years and founded the organization, Ms. Edith Heller. And she's from the Memphis area. And the second director, Sutton Mora Hayes, who was a local community leader that worked on transformation and community improvement issues in her own community, came to Keep Tennessee Beautiful and served a little under 2 years. And so I was blessed with two good leaders prior to me being a part of this, being chosen for this role. And I just was able to kind of take the foundation they left in place and build upon it with a wonderful team. As you know, one person doesn't do anything. We're better together, and we're able to accomplish more. And I've been fortunate to have a great team that helps me do that. Yeah, so that's what led me here.
Yeah, I really appreciate, you know, you sort of spotlighting the foundation. I think that that's something that, you know, not only in just what we do and what you do, but like just in general, that's really important to, you know, highlight or spotlight where an organization has come from. And like you said, the foundation that was built by, you know, the founding people, to bring us where we are. So I think that's pretty cool. And, you know, also I thought it was pretty interesting that, you know, you're from East Tennessee, you, had a stint in Middle Tennessee for college, and, shout out the Blue Raiders. I have my, bachelor's of science from there. And then I'm actually currently working on my master's. I live in Murfreesboro. So,
that's Raiders.
Yeah. We got homecoming this weekend. So excited for that. But it's so interesting that you've essentially had time in each region of the state, and had, you know, some time to experience all the beauty and all of the differences that our state has. So, you know, such a great story to hear that, and something I didn't know about you. But so I wanted to dive into Keep Tennessee Beautiful. You mentioned previously, and you know, we mentioned in the intro that this year is the 40th year of Keep Tennessee Beautiful. So started in 1983. Can you give us a brief history of how it came about, and then just sort of how it's progressed over these last 40 years?
Yeah, absolutely. I mentioned Edith Heller, the founding director. Edith at that time was serving as a local affiliate, Memphis City Beautiful. And I didn't say this in the beginning, but Keep Tennessee Beautiful is part of Keep America Beautiful. So in addition to serving as the executive director, I have two hats. The other one is state leader for Keep America Beautiful. So I represent Tennessee on the Keep America Beautiful State Leaders Council, where my counterparts in other states, we come together in person twice a year, and then meet every other month via Zoom and talk about best practices and things that are working in our state. And Edith was part of that network, and she was a very strong local affiliate director and was recruited to be part of what was called the Clean Tennessee Movement. Back in the early 80s, the Department of Transportation was seeing a lot of debris on the roads. And as you know, there's a cost to clean that up, and they would have to go across the street, you know, to the legislature and advocate for increases to get the roads cleaned up, because in Tennessee, tourism is our second largest industry. And, you know, people don't want to come to the state that's dirtied and littered and, you know, see trash all over the roads. And so the leaders in Nashville at the time wanted to do something that, you know, focus on personal responsibility. Yes, they got to get the roads cleaned up, but you also had to have a plan to prevent it from getting there. And so Edith and some other, just like as we sit here and talk today, different environmental leaders that, you know, care about the sustainability in our state, they went to Nashville. They were at the table. The Beverage Association of Tennessee and the Malt Beverage Association of Tennessee. These were, you know, public-private partnerships, because all the work that my team and I and the network of affiliates and volunteers are a part of is funded through a levied tax, if you will. If you buy a Coke or a Gatorade, a beer, anything with an additive in it, there is a tax on that, and that goes into the TDOT litter grant fund. And that litter grant fund is a comprehensive litter education, litter prevention program, and all 95 counties can participate in it. For years, Keep Tennessee Beautiful was considered the education, well, the 96th county, but technically we're the education arm for the Highway Beautification Office. So that's how the TDOT litter grant came to be, and part of how it was structured, it was Edith was advocating for a state affiliate. So she was recruited to leave her position. She reported to the mayor of Memphis at the time. So she was recruited to come to the university. This is a grant funded program to the University of Memphis. And as a state affiliate program of Keep America Beautiful, it's the only one in the country that is part of a higher education institution, which makes sense, is because we go back to the mission, to educate and inspire Tennesseans to take action every day to improve and beautify their community environment. We try to accomplish that mission three ways: through education, engagement, enforcement. And so it's our hope, because Keep America Beautiful is a behavioral change organization, that by educating, explaining why, why you shouldn't litter, the impacts of littering is, and how you can take action and, personal responsibility and the way you dispose of things or pick them up when you see them. We're hoping by then, engaging them in cleanups and beautification projects, that it inspires them to not only change their behavior, but to be advocates and ambassadors and inspire other people that are in their lives to change their behavior as well. So that is how Keep Tennessee Beautiful, the community improvement organization, came to be.
Yeah, and I'm glad you mentioned the litter grants and stuff like that. We actually just had Mike McMahon from TDOT on the podcast. We have an interview. We interviewed him talking about Nobody Trashes Tennessee, that campaign. And so I think that it's so neat that we have both of these episodes going to be coming out back to back this month and then next month, because the mission is so close and so just crossed over, and you each help each other. And so I think, and we didn't even plan that. You guys just, it just worked out. And so I just love when things work out like that. And you guys were mentioned in that interview, and then of course they were just mentioned in this one. So I love when that happens. Collaboration is my favorite word when it comes to sustainability and environmental stewardship, because that's how we accomplish those things, is with collaboration. You can't just do one thing. So it's really neat.
You may or may not know this. I don't know if Mike mentioned it, because he and his team do a fabulous job. But my board at Keep Tennessee Beautiful is appointed by the governor, and it's representative of several state departments, as well as different industries and private citizens. So, we have the Grocers Association is represented on the board. The Master Gardeners is represented on the board. The Beverage Association, of course, and the Malt Beverage Association is represented on the board. Matter of fact, one of the longest serving member of the board, Ms. Sandra Ennis, her husband was part of the group that advocated to create a program like the TDOT Litter Grant Program. And Christina Trigula of TDOT is on the board. She represents Department of Environment and Conservation, as the commissioner's designee. And Commissioner Long from Homeland Security and Safety. And then agriculture, we have Ashley Kite Rowland. Pete Rosenborough is at the Department of Tourist Development. And I mention those names, Mike McClanahan, Pete Rosenborough, Christina Trigula, because we last year on the national level at Keep America Beautiful at the national conference received 3 agency partnership awards for our collaboration and our work together on various projects. So you're exactly right. Things don't just happen. You know, we got to have people to make them happen and get it done. And so we're very blessed at Keep Jensen Beautiful to have a great board and great support from, you know, everywhere from the governor's office to, you know, the state legislature to the various state departments. So it's, we're very fortunate here in Tennessee. And I'll tell you, to the point that you mentioned Mike McClanahan, we've been invited, the Department of Transportation Highway Beautification Office, Mike and a member of his team and myself will be presenting at the Keep Louisiana Beautiful State Conference next month. And we'll be meeting with, at their request, the Lieutenant Governor's Office in Louisiana, because they want to learn more about the Comprehensive Litter Education Program we have, the TDOT Litter Grant. So we'll be traveling to Louisiana for that and excited to share. You know, Tennessee, in my opinion, is leading the way in several things and sustainability practices.
Definitely. And I think that the reason being is that group of people that you just mentioned, the board, and the willingness from all the departments and the governor, and, you know, this, it's an important issue, and who in their right mind doesn't want their state, you know, their home state to be beautiful? So, I mean, I think, got a great team, and it just shows with the information you just told us that we're doing it, you know, as a state. And, you know, other states look at our state and ask, how can we copy that? With Keep Louisiana Beautiful asking you guys to come and sort of use our state as a case study on successes and stuff like that, I mean, it goes to show that we've got such a great team, and these programs are being able to collaborate and intertwine with each other is so awesome. So you talked a little bit about 3 separate parts. Education is something that our office is really big into. A lot of our programming here in the Office of Sustainable Practices is education-based for sustainability around the state. I wanted to talk about the importance of education, and then really how does Keep Tennessee Beautiful work to educate Tennesseans on the programs that y'all have to support this?
Absolutely. Education is the key component. Like I stated, you know, Keep America Beautiful is a behavioral change organization. You know, we set out to accomplish our mission, and in order to do that, you know, we have to educate people on why it's important and why they should be a part of it and why they should take that, you know, personal responsibility for their community environment and the areas that they live. And through our affiliate network, we have 34 affiliates in the state of Tennessee that are Keep America Beautiful affiliates. And we now have 8 state affiliates. When I first assumed this role, one of the charges I was given by the members of the board and the industries that fund it was to go grow the network. There were 20, and it wasn't easy, because as with anything, you know, if it was easy, everybody would be doing it. But to achieve the certification to be a national affiliate, one of the first steps is a letter of support from your highest ranking elected official. And so, and the reason that's important is, you know, leaders need to lead by example and show what's important. And I think one thing that today most everyone can agree on know, is that they want a clean, safe community. And most people do not like litter. But a lot of people don't even, we're not in the shame game. Again, we're in the change game, you know, like shaming people because they threw their cigarette on the ground. No, it's probably more effective. It is more effective if you can find a way to educate them or raise their awareness on why they shouldn't do it instead of pointing the finger at them for doing it. A lot of we will use programs through our affiliates. They will work with their local school systems and they will go in and do different grade level, you know, various different grade levels that are STEM. They are STEM certified to go in and do some educational program with students. They, at a high school level, they will engage students. I know I personally have gone to speak to some high schools around here on their different civic groups within the schools, and then have done Trashercise with students with the leadership program, leadership youth programs in various communities. And so that's one way that they, when people think of littering, they think of the item, right, that's on the ground. And I always tell this story, and I never tell on the person, you know, that I had this interaction with, but this was a local elected official, and we were in a vehicle and pull up to a red light, and this person rolled their window down and threw their gum out. And I was like, I'm sorry, do we know each other? I mean, like, do you know what I do for a living? You just littered. And this person was like, no, I didn't. Gum's not litter, you know, it'll dissolve. I mean, it's, you know, and I said, really? I said, well, first of all, littering is an act. It's actually a verb. It's an action. And then the penalty is based on the size of the item that you discarded. So you littered, you know, you were littering and you put litter on the ground. And I said, what if 1,000 people drove up to this light today and discarded their gum? And do you think, how long do you think it's going to take to dissolve? And not to mention, it's going to get on people's cars. And it was, you know, it was one of those moments like, yeah, I never thought about it that way. So banana peels, litter? Yes, it is the item. And so, you know, taking those moments when, you know, a personal moment versus sharing that experience with school age kids. We talked about Amber Green earlier, you know, have you toured the West Tennessee Recycling Center?
Oh yeah, it's amazing.
And I love the way that school children, they have that classroom, they come in there and they learn life of a piece of garbage. You know, from the time they use it, because in everyday life, we don't think about that. You know, it's an automatic, it's just a habit to, you know, our empty cereal box. Now in my house, we put it in the recycling bin, but for years before I became aware, you know, about land capacity and, you know, how long it took for something to dissolve. And, you know, I would just throw it in the trash because it was just something that we were taught. And so you don't think about where it goes beyond that can, right? And so for these kids to be able to go to that classroom and learn about the life cycle of a piece of trash and how their actions can impact, you know, the environment. Well, that classroom was funded from the TDOT Litter Grant. Occasionally, they will have opportunities for special litter grants when counties didn't spend their maximum amount of money that they could for our educational programs. Then what TDOT does is puts that back in a pot and gives opportunities for special litter grants. And that's how that classroom was purchased. I'm not sure if you're aware of that, but that's one way, you know, just one of the many ways that we promote education through our local affiliates.
Yeah. And, you know, going back to your story, And even what you mentioned about yourself before you were in your position or had that knowledge, it's not like people are, most people aren't littering on purpose. You know, like it's just sort of ignorance or and I don't even like to use the word ignorance, but it's just like lack of knowledge, you know? And so there's where that education piece comes in. And I think that it's great. Yeah. Like you said, I mean, they're Keep Tennessee Beautiful has, y'all have your hand in so many different education pieces around the state. I wanted you to repeat, there was something you said, we're not in the shame game. What was that?
Yeah, we're not in the shame game. We're in the change game. We don't want to shame people because they threw their cigarette down or something blew out the back of their truck. You know, we want to change their mindset. We want to change their behavior. Their actions contributed to that. And so when we have the opportunity to educate, here's another way that through the TDOT Litter Grant. And are you familiar with the Nobody Trashes Tennessee campaign? Did Mike talk about that? The state, it is the official statewide litter prevention campaign.
Yeah, that was actually the whole topic of our interview was that campaign.
And if you've seen, they have some wonderful content on their social media that just kind of, you know, gives some facts and figures and, you know, sometimes they'll do it. They have this, the Red Cup. If you've not watched the Red Cup series, the interviews, they're hilarious, you know. And so they have creative ways of just educating people and raising awareness on the importance of litter prevention. And so the statewide campaign, that is the awareness campaign. And we like to consider Keep Tennessee Beautiful. We're the call to action. We provide opportunities for Tennesseans to participate in cleanups or beautification projects, you know, ways to keep trashing our state, basically. And so we encourage our affiliates to participate. The Nobody Trashes Tennessee campaign is promoting No Trash November. So they're asking, the goal is for every, you know, at least one in every county, a cleanup to take place in November. Then you turn in your results, like how many bags of trash, you know, how many miles did you pick up? How many bags of trash were collected? And then they turn that into the state, and then there's like a championship, you know, like whichever community picked up the most. Yes.
Yeah, Mike was talking about like an award or a trophy that goes to that. And I just love the competition aspect.
Yes. And so we encourage our affiliates, you know, if to participate, to organize a No Trash November event. The greatest honor, really, one of the greatest honors to serve in my community in an elected position. I'm an alderman in my town. In the first year that I was in this position was the first year of No Trash November. And so I worked with our town administrator because we were afraid to get it too big because you really have to watch out for the safety of volunteers, you know, and which roadways you're cleaning up. There's a lot that goes into it. And so he wanted to limit it to our department heads in our community. I live in Collierville. And so the department heads and the town administrator and other aldermen and our police chief, we were all out there for a No Trash November event, eating by example, picking up trash, you know, to hopefully inspire our citizens, you know, in our town to do the same thing. So, yes, that's, you know, just one of the many ways through education engagement, to give you an example. That's one of the ways that we do that.
Yeah, and if for any of our listeners, if you had no idea about No Trash November, in the episode over the or with Mike about the Nobody Trashes Tennessee, we've got the link to their website and to all of the opportunities there. So, if you haven't heard anything in your county or in your community about a pickup in or a trash pickup in or litter pickup in November, reach out or try to plan one. I mean, I know, Missy, like you said, there's a lot that goes into it, but whenever I was in college, there's this little city park in Murfreesboro called Oakland's Mansion, and around Earth Day every year, I would just let everybody know on my friends, family, through social media, and I would work with one of the officials somebody that works at that little city park, and we would do just a cleanup each year, just to try to do my part, help out my community. So any of our listeners out there, try to figure out where in your community there's a cleanup going to be happening. And if there isn't one, then try to set that up, figure out all the things you got to do. But, safety is a huge thing when it comes to cleanups, especially around roadways. But
we can help with that. And if there's an affiliate in their community, they can help with that too. And we actually have a master calendar that was the idea of Mike McClanahan and his team at the Highway Beautification Office and TDOT, that where we encourage all of our affiliates, litter grant coordinators, just community leaders to put their events on that calendar. Keep Tennessee Beautiful. You can go to keeptnbeautiful.org, or Keep Tennessee Beautiful has an app. You can download that app, and it has a lot of good information, including how you can get involved. And if you're in a community that you don't have an affiliate director, encourage whether it's the county mayor or city mayor, city manager, to look into becoming an affiliate, because that is the beauty of this network, is having the resources, and just like-minded, individuals who care about, making the state better all around. So there are resources there, and our team is happy to help. That's, we don't push ourselves into a community. It's been wonderful. A lot of times other communities have saw the community next door doing some great things. We're like, how do we become a part of that? Or they attended our conference, like the city of Bartlett, the Bartlett mayor at the time attended one of our conferences and saw that, at the Awards of Excellence, these communities getting these awards. And he's like, we've been doing this stuff for years, because he had a Town Beautiful board. And he was like, we've been doing this for years. We just haven't been getting the accolades, or the awards that come with it. So they joined, they became an affiliate. They went through the process, and it was easier for them because he already had an established Town Beautiful board.
Yeah. And what we'll make sure to do is we will link the app and also the website, so that anybody that's listening to this and wants to get involved, or wants to use those resources, those will be available. So we'll make sure that we link those in the description of this episode, and then also we'll add it to our Instagram post that corresponds with this episode. And actually, while you were talking, I actually looked up that quote that I was trying to think of, and it says that the best form of flattery is imitation.
Yes.
So copying, imitation, same thing. They're synonyms. It says that imitation is the most genuine compliment the sincerest form of flattery. So I think that that's a good example of sort of, what Louisiana is doing, asking you guys to come and talk about our state, trying to imitate the successes that we've got. And that's something that, most of the time when you think of imitation, you think of someone copying you, it sort of has a negative thought, but not in this site, I think it's got a very positive outlook when it comes to that. So
And we're able to borrow, you know, that's like, I'm honored. Yes, I was absolutely honored to be invited and included in her conference. And at one point, a few years ago, I was invited to Philadelphia's, they were having a leader summit, and they had leaders from their state there. And I was, you know, invited to be a part of that. And but we also borrow, like from Louisiana, I borrowed her Leaders Against Litter kind of slogan. I used it differently because really like the No Trash November competition is kind of what they, it's like their Leaders Against Litter in Louisiana, where they do a statewide, you know, litter cleanup competition. And then the lieutenant governor announces the results from the state capitol. You know, so it's kind of, that was interesting. What I borrowed from was, and maybe we can come back in March and talk about Keep Tennessee Beautiful Month, because the governor designates March as Keep Tennessee Beautiful Month. And the purpose in that and why that started was as a kickoff for the Great American Cleanup in Tennessee. And what I've realized in going to cleanups throughout the state, and this is not critical of elected officials, because I am one, because we are invited and asked to be a part of a lot of different things, and sometimes we just can't get to everything. But I noticed in some places, you know, we would go in the cleanup, there might be a lunch before the cleanup, and we'd have, you know, officials come speak, and then everybody be getting their gloves on, and the officials left. But in some communities, you know, I walked side by side with a mayor for miles picking up trash, and I thought, you know, I think it's important to acknowledge and celebrate that type of leadership. And so we created the Leader Against Litter Award, and that's for elected officials who actually lead by example and get out there side by side with their citizens. Because that's something my team and I require my team to participate in at least 3 cleanups a year, because we're not going to ask people to do something that we're not willing to do ourselves. And what a better way to inspire people than to be out there leading by example. And, you know, circling back, if you'll let me, I know we had touched on earlier, you know, like the creation of Keep Tennessee Beautiful, and then how it's evolved, you know, over the past 40 years. And I can, you know, I can speak to the past 10 years, because I celebrated my 10th anniversary on July 1st of having the honor to serve as the director. And one of the, you know, we've tried to accomplish our mission through various projects, you know, a children's book, Nancy and Slogo Love Tennessee, a story about keeping Tennessee beautiful. The proceeds are contributing to a fund that will go back to out for scholarships for students seeking a studying to go into a, you know, public service. But one of the, I have to say, to me, one of the things I'm really, really proud of, are you familiar with our affiliate, Keep the Tennessee River Beautiful?
Yeah.
And I'm not sure if you've had her on your podcast, but I would encourage you to do that, Kathleen Gibby. I met Kathleen at my first conference. She worked for the city of Knoxville. And one of the speakers that we had was a guy named Chad Pograki. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Chad, but he founded Living Lands and Waters. Are you familiar with that organization?
I don't think I am, actually.
So look up Living Lands and Waters, Chad Pograki. He won, actually, the CNN Hero of the Year, I think it was in 2014. I can't remember what year it was, but they basically worldwide pick 10 nonprofits that are out there doing great things to make the world a better place. And out of those top 10, he won. And then he turned around and donated part of the proceeds to the other 9 affiliate organizations, nonprofit organizations, to contribute towards their work. So Kathleen was at the conference, Chad was a speaker, and Kathleen had approached Chad about bringing his barge. His mission was to clean the Mississippi River, and he has a barge with a classroom on it. I think they have two now. And she wanted him to bring the barge to Knoxville, because Knoxville was making a concerted effort to revitalize and be, you know, really focused on being a river city. And it wasn't economically feasible for Chad to bring the barge up the river just for that. So he sat down with TDOT, because they have sponsored some of his extreme spring breaks in Memphis at McKellar Lake, where they bring college students in during spring break and clean up the lake. And that year, they didn't have the extra litter grant money that they had had in the past. So they sat down and asked if I would be willing to be a co-sponsor of a tour. The Tennessee Valley Authority, TVA, was a sponsor, and Keep Tennessee Beautiful was a sponsor by way of TDOT. And we sponsored the Tennessee River Tour. And Chad took his team and the barge up along the Tennessee River. They started in Knoxville, went through Chattanooga, they went to Decatur or Muscle Shoals, I believe, and then Pickwick, down to Kentucky Lake, and then they ended up, you know, in Kentucky. At the end of that tour, we did stops, like press availability at all the stops, and just talked about the importance of the tour and the river and how, you know, keeping it clean was so important. It provides our drinking water, you know, supports our economy and recreation. And he said, what are you going to do? So this, we got done with the tour. He goes, what's next? Well, I have a great love for the water. My family and I boat a lot on the Tennessee River up in the Pickwick area. And I asked TDOT, would they be amenable to me taking on, because Tennessee Valley Authority was willing to fund a startup, and we would add a water quality program within Keep Tennessee Beautiful organization that focused on the water. It's like we partner with the Recycling Coalition, because we can't be all things to everyone, but we can partner with mission, you know, with like-minded missions, organizations whose mission contributes towards our mission or supports our mission. And so we started that up as a water quality program within Keep Tennessee Beautiful. Tennessee Valley Authority sponsored it and funded it with the goal of it becoming a nonprofit. And once it became a nonprofit, we worked to get it certified, and it became the first certified affiliate that focuses solely on a river. And so Keep the Tennessee River Beautiful was born. And it's just been, and that is the power of partnerships and collaboration.
Wow, I didn't realize all of that information. So I really appreciate you sort of giving the back end story of that. And it just goes back to what we've, you know, the common theme, collaboration and working together. Because I like what you said, like, you can't be everything, but right, you know who works best on certain things, and working with those people and getting funding for them. And I think that's just so amazing. And you know, I can't thank you enough, Missy, for, you know, the 10 years that you've put into Keep Tennessee Beautiful, and the growth that you've brought, and the collaboration and the new programming. I mean, I could go on and on and on. And I think that this short interview that we've done just barely scratches what has been done, what's currently been going on, and really, I mean, doesn't even touch the future of Keep Tennessee Beautiful and, you know, I mean, even Keep America Beautiful. I think that that's something that maybe a lot of people don't particularly know about, know too much information about. And so I'm hoping that this information that you gave through this interview will, you know, inspire people to reach out, you know, ask for their elected officials or their community. If you don't have affiliate then to make reach out and to become affiliate counties or cities or and so I applaud you. I look up to you, and I just want to say thank you so much for not only what you do, but taking time. I know how busy you are to sit down with us and talk to our audience and talk to me. I feel like I learn every time I get to hear you speak. I learn more. So being an environmental scientist and just a promoter of sustainability. You are such a leader, and I just appreciate you, and I appreciate you coming on the podcast. It means a lot.
Well, thank you. I mean, I'm honored. I, as you can tell, I'm very passionate. So anytime I have the opportunity to, you know, just share the story and hopefully, you know, I pray that I'm able to inspire people that, you know, you can make a difference. That's what we learned on that river tour. It was so in Knoxville, I remember a group of students came, high school students, and what Chad would do is they would do a cleanup, and then they would do a educational, like a classroom time, and they would like do some water quality testing, and at the end of their time with Chad, and we're out there, they had a student actually participate in the press conference there, and the reporter asked, what did you learn today? And I remember him saying, I learned that one person really can make a difference, and because he was inspired by Chad's story about how much he loved the Mississippi River and how he just kept pushing and pushing to get support from his state, and then, you know, how he had this vision and was able to a nonprofit organization. And that may not be, you know, the for everybody, but if you love your community, you love your state, you care about, you know, how it looks and how clean it is, I mean, you can make a difference. Even that's like the trasher size across Tennessee. We still, yeah, we haven't hit all 95 counties, but we plan to trasher size, and I do personally, in all 95 counties, just to introduce the concept. Hey, you could do something healthy for you and your community. If you're a walker, can you commit to once a week or even once a month to just grab a bag and some gloves and pick up some trash, because you know you'll be getting fit and giving back, and you know you can do it as an individual or you can do it as a community group. There's no one size fits all, but there's an action that affects all. And if that means, you know, using a reusable water bottle, if that means picking up trash when you see it, if that means organizing a community cleanup, use your reusable bags, you know, when you go to the grocery, that one action can make a difference when it all adds up. And so next week we'll be celebrating officially the 40 years. If you're not scheduled to go, you should. Caleb, I invite you to come at least to Tennessee Valley Authority once again, and the Tennessee Department of Tourist Development, and TDOT, and several other sponsors have helped make it possible to officially celebrate 40 years. We'll have the president for Keep America Beautiful there. The conference starts next Wednesday morning. It goes all day Wednesday. They'll do the celebration reception Wednesday evening, and then continue the rest of the conference on Thursday and wrap it up with an Awards of Excellence luncheon, where over $15,000 will be given in awards to different communities and individuals from across the state who have been helping to keep Tennessee beautiful.
Awesome. Yeah.
So I invite you.
Yeah.
I invite you to be there.
Yeah. I've got a pretty crazy week next week, but I've already been trying to figure some things out to be able to make it at least for a little bit of the stuff. So I'll keep in touch with you on that. Just wanted to finish out by saying, I'm just going to copy what you said. Even if you, and you're listening and you feel like that, you know, you want to make a change in your community, what do they say? The squeaky wheel gets the grease, or gets the oil. So, just if you're passionate, you know, just keep going, keep moving, use these resources that Missy's sort of laid out here. We'll make sure that we link all of the resources to try to help you make a change and keep America, but specifically keep Tennessee the beautiful place that it is. So Missy, thank you so much for taking time, and thanks for everything that you do. You're an inspiration to me especially, and I know to a lot of other people.
Well, thank you. It's an honor, and I appreciate you highlighting us and letting me share the mission. So yeah. Thank you.
No problem.
Go do beautiful things.